Chapter 16. The Maelstrom Zone.
Beautiful, Fabius said.
He stood on the observation dais, watching as thousands of glittering motes grew, swelling on the viewscreens of the Vesalius's command deck, until they at last became a storm of wrecked vessels. The sensors identified the broken remnants of the warships of the Imperium, floating among the splintered fragments of Eldar wrecks. The gutted remains of Krute war spheres turned in a slow gavotte alongside the burst ruin of Harud Warren ships and Nikasar dhows, all tumbling together through the inner curve of the maelstrom, a sargasso of ruin brought together by the strange tides of the Imperium.
Utterly beautiful. Don't you agree, Flavius?
Fabius glanced at Alkanex, who stood nearby with his subordinate, Palos Gaia. Fabius had come alone to the command deck, which seemed to infuriate Alkanex.
Strangely enough, I do.
Alkanex stared at the nearest viewscreen, which displayed a magnified image of one of the shattered ships. Particles of shimmering ice crawled across the battle-scarred hull, making weird patterns, and the prefect seemed entranced by them.
From ruin, beauty. And from beauty, ruin.
The observations of Rylanor, Fabius said, recognizing the quote. The Ancient of Rites was wise.
He smiled.
Well, up until the end, at any rate.
We are all wise in our own minds, Alkanex said.
How soon until we're out of this clot of dead ships? Not long. We're nearing the edge now. Look.
He gestured towards the main display screen. The Vesalius picked its way through the graveyard of ships, its hull creaking and groaning as it scraped against the flotsam and jetsam of the warp rift. Defense turrets spat fire, breaking up any of the larger wrecks that drifted into the frigate's path. Ahead, the surging currents of the maelstrom flickered and snarled like an immense knot of lightning. Behind the coruscating curtain of gas and starlight, real space and the Ultima Segmentum awaited.
Energy signatures detected. Analyzing, analyzing,
Wulver intoned, hands clasped behind its back.
The Vesalius senses prey.
Fabius grunted.
Unfortunate. Numbers?
Analyzing. Indeterminate.
As soon as we're clear of the debris field, all ahead full. Whatever is out there, we'll punch through it before it sees us coming.
Acknowledged.
Fabius turned to the tacticum display as the ship began to pick up speed. Targeting runes spun and danced across the display, but there was no clear data as to who or what they might be. Frowning, he glanced at the display screen, hoping for some sign of what might be awaiting them. But all he saw was the fury of the maelstrom unbound, a cosmic wound leaking the stuff of anti-life into the material realm. Space revolved in swift patterns, the innumerable hues of the warp bleeding into one another until they became nothing more than swirling blackness, slashed through with stretched light of distant stars.
Golden glory along black walls,
he murmured, as the words of some Terran scrivener of antiquity echoed through his head.
Like that narrow, tottering bridge which is the only path between time and eternity.
What are you muttering about? Alkanex demanded.
He stared intently at the tacticum display, as if he might force it to reveal the identities behind the spinning runes.
A bit of doggerel that seemed appropriate, though we seek to ascend out of, rather than descend into the maelstrom, Fabius said.
The ship suddenly shuddered, and alarm klaxons sounded.
Wulver, status report.
Sensors detect imminent ionic disruption. Plotting alternate course.
What is that homunculus groaning about?
Alkanex said. The deck shuddered again. Below, a control cradle burst into flame. The servitor wired into it continued to follow its programming, despite the flames crawling across its withered husk. The air became greasy with a stink of burning flesh.
This area is dotted with ionic reefs, and worse things besides. It requires precise calculations to navigate.
Fabius steadied himself with torment.
Otherwise, we'll be one more hulk added to those wrecks.
He leaned on the scepter as the ship quaked, its hull lashed by the cosmic torrent. The Maelstrom was a selfish thing, refusing to allow easy escape. One of the viewscreens above shattered as an energy surge ripped through the system. Sparks cascaded down, and small fires dotted the bridge.
"It feels like this ship is going to shake itself apart," Alkanek spat.
He held on to the hololith projector for support.
"Calm yourself, Flavius. The Vesalius is sturdier than that, I assure you, and it has made this journey before, though not in some time."
The deck pitched beneath their feet. On the viewscreens, the collapsed cadavers of unlucky vessels spun towards them. Some few connected, and the Vesalius was forced to plow through them. Gouts of fire scraped the hull as the ancient wreck splintered and burst at the point of impact. The Vesalius roared in pleasure, its engines straining against the omnipresent pull of the Maelstrom. Proximity klaxons sounded as the coruscating darkness stretched itself thin and began to tear. Motes of cold silver spun across the tears, blazing into a surge of celestial light as the frigate speared upwards through the currents of the Maelstrom. More than wreckage waited to greet it. Flickering lance beams cut across the Vesalius's path like strings of light, stretching from crimson vessels towards what appeared to be spinning meteors, scabbed over with sensor arrays and weapons turrets.
"It seems we've arrived at an inopportune moment," Fabius said.
He gestured to Wulver.
"Evasive action! Find a clear route through this, whatever it is."
"Surely you recognize a battle when you see one," Alkanek said, laughing. "Alert! Hostile action! Identifying! Identifying!" Wulver rasped.
Light flared across a screen as one of the red vessels exploded. A vast conglomeration of smaller vessels, somehow united in one singular entity, heaved into view through the spiraling cloud of wreckage. Conflicting ident runes burst into view as the Vesalius's sensors tried to identify the component parts of the rapidly approaching monstrosity.
"What in the name of the Primarch is that?" Alkanex demanded.
"Surely you recognize a space hulk when you see one," Fabius said, parroting Alkanex's words back at him.
Crude, kilometer-wide sigils had been daubed onto the flat places of the hulk's hull, primitive symbols with jagged tusks and narrowed eyes. Orcs. A moment later, the Vox system strained beneath pirate signals blasted from the approaching vessel. Guttural challenges and bestial laughter echoed through the Voxcasters, overriding all internal communications.
"Green skins," Alkanek said. "How delightful! I haven't tasted orc flesh in centuries."
"And you won't now," Fabius snapped.
He slammed Torment's ferrule against the deck.
"Engines all ahead, fool! I want us out of here, now!"
Khazra, Sheehan of the Red Scimitar's chapter, leaned forward in the command throne of the strike cruiser Shamseer. His golden eyes narrowed as he studied the display screen.
"That," he rumbled, "should not be here. Magnify."
The image on the display swelled. The ship had appeared suddenly, erupting from the vast, turning gyre that was the Maelstrom, and plunging through the heart of the battle he and his brothers had been so carefully orchestrating for the past 36 hours. It had taken the chapter months to bring the orcs to battle, here, in the vast sweep of wild space, where the material realm grew frail, and strange stars occupied the firmament. Their carefully constructed trap had been thrown into upheaval by this new, sudden arrival. The vast span of void space that was the Maelstrom Zone dwarfed many Imperial sectors in size. There were at least 20 major orc infestations and triple that number of petty pirate kingdoms scattered across the wilderness on the edge of the warp storm. It was impossible to patrol the region in any traditional sense, especially for one chapter. Creative measures were necessary, and now the crude vessels of the Thresh were seeking to escape the trap, hurtling off in all directions thanks to this unforeseen intrusion. Annoyed, he thumped his fist against the side of his command throne. Nearby crew members glanced around, and then hastily away before they could meet his gaze. To the serfs who made up the majority of the Shamseer's bridge crew, The Space Marine resembled nothing so much as one of the great hawks of the mountains that stretched across their homeworld. Khazra was built lean, like the blade that had given his chapter their name. His crimson and black battleplate was marked with little in the way of insignia or heraldry, save for the lines of poetic script delicately etched into many of the flat plains, much of it by his own hand.
"That is not a Thresh vessel," he said after a moment. "Not unless their aesthetic sensibilities have improved."
"Always a possibility, my king,"
Hormaz, his second in command, replied. Hormaz was stocky, where his Sheehan was lean, and in places his crimson armor was decorated with similar script to that of his commander. His wide hands rested on the eagle-shaped pommel of the curved blade sheathed on his hip. He stood at ease beside Khazra's command throne.
"The greenskins are full of surprises. That's what makes them so entertaining to hunt." "Yes, but would greenskins be so quick to abandon battle?"
Khazra peered at the ship as it surged away from them, towards the empty stretch of stellar gulf that marked the edge of the maelstrom. It had once been a Gladius-class frigate, and still was to all appearances. But there was something subtly wrong about its shape and the way it moved.
"Like a rock adder," he murmured, uneasy despite himself.
He straightened.
"Plot an intercept course."
The crew snapped to work with admirable haste. Only the swiftest thinkers, those who could make thought into deed without hesitation, were marked for service on the chapter's warships. Speed was the most effective weapon in the void, more deadly than energy lance or torpedo battery.
"Are we pursuing them, then? You should probably alert the other kings," Hormaz said.
Khazra snorted.
"If their eyes are half as keen as mine, there is no need. They will see it, and see that we are the closest to it, and make the obvious assumption."
Initiative was the sharpest blade in their chapter's armory. Any warrior worth his salt knew when to seize it for his own, and shape the tide of battle to his will.
"Still, it is customary, not to mention polite."
The rebuke was gentle, as befitted a subordinate. Hormaz's gap-toothed smile unfaltering in the face of Khazra's glare.
"Then no one has ever accused you of being polite, eh, my king?"
"Not twice," Khazra growled. Hormaz laughed. Idly, Khazra brushed his fingers across the delicate lines of script etched across his chestplate, seeking reassurance from the words of his war poem. Every red scimitar began such a poem on the day he was gifted his first set of battleplate, and with every victory he added to it, line by line. Some of the older suits of power armor were so heavy with the words of the heroes who had worn it that, from a distance, they appeared to be painted black. Thus, every warrior was part of the chapter's history, and when their failings were just a memory, their victories would live on, inspiring those who were to come after. He wondered if this would simply be another line added to his poem, or the final one. He pushed the thought aside and focused on their prey. The ship was moving away, its weapons clearing a path through the disorganized orc battle line. Their crude vessels came apart like burning paper before the newcomer, and the black was lit by streaks of red and orange. And still it plunged on, skirting the attentions of a massive hulk and blazing away. Away from the maelstrom, striving towards the harsh light of the material realm. Something told him that would not be a good thing.
"Alert the other kings. Tell them this prey is ours."
He sat back as the crew hurried to follow his orders.
"And when we have it?" Hormaz asked.
Khazra smiled.
"We will crack it open and claim what glory there is to be had from it."
"Intercept inbound," Wulver intoned. "Assessing threat potential."
Fabius watched as one of the red vessels, some form of cruiser by its shape, turned slowly in pursuit.
"It seems we did not escape notice. Pity. Scan Vox frequencies for chronological coding. Tag anything unusual and follow standard cataloguing procedures."
On the screens, the void battle continued to spin around them. They had not been targeted so far, but that would change soon enough, unless they managed to put some distance between themselves and the combatants. The void shields registered multiple incidental impacts as they weathered the crossfire.
"Why bother with that?" Alkanex asked, peering at him. "What does the date matter?"
"Timelessness might suit your overburdened senses, Flavius, but I find myself comforted by imposing some sense of forward progression to my existence."
Fabius glanced at him.
"Change is the only constant. Even stagnant empires evolve, if slowly."
"What?"
"I want to know how much time has passed, so that I might postulate upon potential advances in our milk-blooded descendants and plan accordingly."
He had accumulated reams of similar data upon every voyage outside the protective shroud of ice-space. Regular comparison showed incremental change within certain sectors and systems. Old technologies, for the most part, newly rediscovered, or worse, entirely new ones developed in the interim. Such data was added to the whole, there to be refined into a series of ever-evolving general threat assessments. Seeing Alkanex's incomprehension, he gestured about them.
"This ship, for all of its power, is ancient. Was ancient even before I claimed it. There are now possibly greater vessels by far prowling around, such as that one there, now lumbering in pursuit."
He looked at Alkanex.
"As I said, change is the only constant."
Alkanex laughed.
"You're worried about that? What have such as we to fear in this universe save each other?"
"That is my point exactly, Flavius. Though I hesitate to call such callow creatures brother, our kin still stalk these stars, as you can see. Debased and superstitious as they are, their numbers only grow, as ours can only dwindle."
He pointed to the vessel on the screen.
"There may well be triple our current numbers on that ship.
Each of us, even you, is worth 100 of them. We have fought the long war for time out of mind, veterans of a conflict that is beyond their conception."
"Yes, we are worth 100. Even so, they outnumber us. So you will pardon me if I seek to weigh the odds ever so slightly in our favor. Forewarned is forearmed, after all."
Fabius smiled.
"A favorite saying of the Phoenicians, I recall."
Klaxon sounded as the Vesalius coaxed extra speed out of its engines. The Vox crackled with the ship's displeasure at running from a fight.
"He would be flattered to know that you remember that, Spider."
Alkanex bent towards him, a smile playing about his scarred lips.
"They say that, among those who dwell in his Garden of Delights, your name is considered the foulest of curses. How does that feel, Spider? How does it feel to know that our gene father hates you so? I am curious."
Fabius snorted.
"It is a weight I bear easily."
He met Alkanex's gaze steadily.
"I still remember a time before we ever heard his name. Good days, those, despite our woes. We knew ourselves then. We held firm to our purpose. And now, well, look at you, a preening catamite clad in tarnished gilt."
Alkanex's hand twitched towards the hilt of his blade, but rather than drawing it, he merely tapped the pommel. He smiled.
"Same old Spider, always antagonizing your betters."
Fabius looked away.
"I have no betters."
"Intercept course detected,"
Wulver interjected.
"Closing."
The Strategium Overseer rattled off a string of coordinates. Fabius frowned and turned his attentions back to the screen. The cruiser had gained speed. It was faster than he'd anticipated.
"Take all necessary steps to evade. We did not come here for a fight."
"How like you, Spider,"
Alkanex said. He watched the approaching ship on the display screen with something like eagerness.
"Has there even been a fight you didn't run from?"
Fabius, without taking his eyes from the screen, gestured dismissively.
"Unless you've forgotten, we have more important matters to attend to, ones that require our forces to be intact.
I will not risk my ship or our legion's future just to assuage your bloodlust. But feel free to climb back aboard your gunship and fling yourself at them by all means.
You'd like that, wouldn't you?
Fabius glanced at him.
Was that not obvious? If you have nothing new to add, please be silent. I am trying to concentrate.
Number strings cycled through the data feed as the servitor crew plotted evasive maneuvers. When he saw a likely one, he seized on it.
Wolver, evasive pattern Omegon Xerxes. Launch chaff spread at 6 mark.
Acknowledged, Wolver said. Launching in 3, 2, 1.
Incoming, Hormaz said.
Countermeasures, Khazra said. They're running. I don't recognize the evasion pattern.
He leaned forward. Real-time tactical holofeeds blurred into visibility around his throne as the crew worked to anticipate the enemy.
I do. It's an older one. Then, that ship is ancient. We've improved some since then.
Hormaz smoothed his beard.
We're faster, but they've got the distance. They'll outpace if we don't catch up quick.
Khazra gave the order to increase speed. The Shamseer shook as power was diverted from the overlapping void shields and weapon systems to the engines. The cruiser was not as fast as the smaller vessel, but it didn't need to be, not for what he had in mind.
Pirates, he murmured. Worse than that, I think, Hormaz said.
Khazra frowned. It had been centuries since the last incursion from the hells beyond the maelstrom. Still only an aspirant then, he'd missed that one. It had been decades since he'd crossed blades with any opponent more skilled than an orc or a hullghast. He'd never faced one of the lost ones before, only their chattel. The thought of matching his skills against one of those ancient monsters set his heart to pounding.
Good,
he said. Hormaz glanced at him.
It will make a fine stanza, at least.
Khazra nodded, barely listening. His attention was locked onto the fleeing vessel as it grew larger on the screens. It bore no markings, ruinous or otherwise. There was no telling who it had originally belonged to or the identity of who now crewed it. No matter. If it could not be safely salvaged, it would be scuttled. He flexed his hands, eager now, ready to set himself against this new enemy. Excitement thrummed through him. The hunt song was loud in his head. It was good when the enemy tried to flee. It meant they were already half-beaten. An easy victory was overdue. Orcs fought too hard and too long, too often. War became work, and every battle a labor. But this might prove to be more interesting. Proximity klaxons sounded. They were within range.
We're close enough! Prepare to launch the boarding javelins!
Khazra roared, half out of his throne. The boarding javelins were a variant of the ancient and much maligned Ursus claw contact system. High-tension lines connected to immense harpoons fired into the hull of enemy vessels in order to bring them into range for boarding actions. The variant system had been pioneered by his own chapter and was a more efficient use of the ploy, on the whole. Rather than simply dragging enemy vessels off course, the javelin lines were a form of electromagnetic rail, along which specially designed boarding torpedoes would run. The harpoons were, in some measure, hollow, creating a stable corridor for boarding parties to swarm through. In theory, it allowed for a more precise application of boarding tactics. In practice, there was still an element of risk that Khazra found intoxicating. He glanced at Hormaz.
I will lead the assault. You will stay here and make sure my foolishness does not cost us a ship, if foolishness it proves to be.
Hormaz nodded graciously.
I accept my lot without complaint, my king, he smiled. Besides, I am too old for boarding actions.
Khazra laughed as he surrendered his throne to his subordinate. As he left the command deck, the muster bells were sounding through the ship's corridors, calling his brothers to battle. The strike cruiser paced towards the Vesalius across the black, a crimson leviathan surging in the wake of its prey. The frigate's void shield shuddered as the enemy vessel's weapons batteries opened up, in an attempt to slow the smaller ship. They hammered at the Vesalius' shields, causing the power field to ripple like gelatin and creating a kaleidoscope of colors. With every impact, the Vesalius roared in fury. Fabius flung out a hand to steady himself against the hololithic projector as the deck pitched beneath his feet.
"Wulver, divert power to the engines," he snarled. "We must outpace them, and soon, or they'll blow us to pieces."
"No, we must get in close, limit their options," Alkanex barked. "Turn and face them, get inside their range, and we can cut their throat."
"Are you mad?"
Fabius glared at him.
"They'll crush us, whatever the range. Our only hope is to put as much distance between us and them as possible."
Alkanex struck the projector with a fist.
"We can't escape. We must..."
"Eh?"
On the screens, the behemoth was slowing and turning about. Lightning rippled across its flank.
"Missile batteries," Alkanex said.
"No," Fabius said. "Something else."
The lightning reached out across the gulf between the two ships.
"Impact in 5, 4, 3.
Fabius tuned Wulver's monotone out. Through the electrical discharge of their launch, the missiles revealed themselves to be a dozen silvery javelins, each roughly the size of a gunship. All were connected to immense strands of reinforced cable, which seemed to unreel at impossible speed from the launch bays aboard the vessel. There was no time to take any evasive action. The Vesalius's void shields flickered like a ragged shroud, and the javelins passed through the streamers of color without pause. The Vesalius screamed as the javelin slammed home across the length of its hull. Baroque crenellations, which had weathered the dangers of the warp for centuries, crumbled as the lengths of steel punched through them and into the body of the ship. Alarms wailed, and the warning lumens cast a crimson glow across the command deck. The frigate's engines groaned thunderously as its forward momentum was abruptly slowed. The ship's substructure whined in protest as the prow was wrenched off course by several degrees. Alerts flooded the vox frequency as reports of damage came in from all over the vessel. Fabius turned them out. Wulver would handle them. He turned to the tacticum display, his fingers racing across the control panel.
"They've cut our speed by 20%. They are anchoring us."
"What's happened?"
Alkanex stared at the display in bewilderment.
"What are those things? What have they done to us?"
"I believe those are Ursa's claws," Fabius said, bemused.
"Ursa's? Are they insane?"
Alkanex said, in shock. Fabius looked at him, eyebrow raised.
"I don't know. It looks as if we shall have the chance to ask them soon enough."
He drew his needler and checked it. He suspected he would need it before this affair was over.
"They seem determined to get aboard, whether we like it or not."
"Excellent. I was getting tired of trading barbs with you."
Alkanex drew his sword and ran a thumb along its edge. He glanced at his subordinate. Gaia seemed as eager as his master, if the way he clutched the haft of his friction axe was any indication.
"Palos! Gather the others. We're going hunting."